Happy Halloween, and welcome to Press Play on KCRW. Now with something hauntingly delightful, your host, Madeline Brand.
I've never been called hauntingly delightful before, but I will take it. Okay, well, if you're passing out candy tonight, or maybe you're just looking for a good scary movie to cuddle up to, or maybe listen to while you hide under a blanket or something, we have some horror films for you curated by one of our regular movie critics, Jacqueline Coley, editor at Rotten Tomatoes. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Madeline. So glad to be back.
So glad to have you. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you. And you put together a list of the best horror films of the year, and we're going to talk about your top three. And let's begin with number three. This one's called The Innocents. It's a Norwegian film about a group of children with mysterious powers.
Skal vi vise deg noe?
Ok.
Hvem du snakket med?
Jeg snakket med noen som ikke her.
Okay. I don't know quite what they're saying there, but it sounds creepy. What's happening?
Yes. Yeah, so The Innocents, this one is a film, like I said, if you would think back to the early 2000s, Let the Right One In, this is very along that. Children left to their own devices, getting into some very scary things. This takes place on essentially what's like a council flat in a Nordic village. And these young kids discover that due to where they live, they are have strange happenings that they are now responsible for. They sort of maybe get enlisted with powers. You remember Chronicle from a few years ago? Mm-hmm. If you age those kids down by like 6 years, you're right alongside with what The Innocents does. But it is even more terrifying because this is very Lord of the Flies, kids doing what they shouldn't do, but also having to fight back. Very fun adult kid watch.
And is there a kid who's possessed? Because whenever I think of scary kids, I think Damien.
I don't know if the film, if I recall correctly, I saw this one at Sundance and then I like revisited it here. I don't think it explicitly says what is causing these sort of demonic goings on, but the kids are actually in control. That is the scary part. Like, it doesn't say why these kids have these powers, but they're able to do some very sinister things.
Oh my gosh, this is a parent's worst nightmare, that the kids actually know that they're in control.
Or a kid's favorite nightmare, right?
Exactly. This is not a horror film for the kids. Okay, let's move on. That one is called The Innocents. And let's move on to your number two. This one is called Hellbender. And it follows a mother and daughter who are in a heavy metal band together.
Magic comes from the fear. Fear of death. Every living thing has it. The more fear pumping through the blood, the more power.
You've opened a door that, once it's open, it can be hard shut.
I shouldn't have kept this from you. It was a mistake.
Liar. Ooh. Okay, this is on the streaming service Shudder, an original film released by that streaming service. And tell us what the plot is here.
This actually follows a mother-daughter duo that basically learned that they have deep roots in history with the occult and witches. And on top of the fact that it harkens back to these slasher metal worship the devil bands of like the 80s and 90s, it also really has an interesting sort of dark familial twist to it. It's got a lot of dark comedy, but at the heart of it is, you know, mother and daughter getting into the family business, as it were.
I couldn't even watch the whole trailer. It was so disturbing.
It's not an easy watch by any means, but it does like lean into a couple of the films that we have on this list, which is the macabre.
Yes.
Where it's like, this is almost entertaining with how gruesome and dark it is. But again, a metal band that's also witches, there's some comedy in there.
Yeah. And maybe some good music, or maybe not.
Yeah. I wouldn't, this is where I'm going to date myself. It's not my music. But I'm not going to pretend like they didn't put art and craft into it. How about that?
Okay. Very diplomatic of you.
Sorry. I don't want to like get the metalheads listening to KCRW coming for me in my comments.
I know. That's all our entire fan base is metalheads. Metalheads exactly. Only listen to Press Play. Okay. Hellbender on Shudder. Moving on to your favorite horror film of the year. It's called Sissy. And this is about a social media influencer who advocates for mental health online, but she has her own dark secret.
Oh my God, it's you.
How's it been? Like 12 years?
You remember me, right?
Yeah.
I just can't picture myself without her. I was thinking about you the other day, and now here you are.
You should come to my hen's weekend.
Die.
I am loved. I am special. I am enough.
Oh my gosh, I already have chills. What is this movie about?
Basically, the idea of it is that these two young girls are in the fight together against online bullying, and one of them basically becomes the ultimate bully Mike Myers villain in Sissy. It is the ultimate hero turned villain tale, has a really dark comedic twist. So it's the ultimate case of almost Jennifer's Body in reverse.
Oh my gosh, well, we're going to get to Jennifer's Body next. But before we do that, why is this your number one? Why is this your favorite of the year?
The best part about Sissy, in addition to the fact that it has this jaw-dropping visual imagery of this young girl doing her best sort of zombie impersonation as she's terrorizing the town, is it's a really interesting take on the evils of modern day teens. They're not as afraid of Freddy. They're more afraid of the girl on the other side of the keyboard. And so I think it's a great subversion of what terrifies young adults, which is the primary horror audience.
Oh, yeah. Being excommunicated on social media is the worst horror of
all. The worst. Exactly.
Okay, well, let's get to Jennifer's Body now, because this is part of the Rotten Movies We Love. Okay, you've put together a list of old favorites that are really so, are they so bad they're good?
Some of them are. I mean, this whole list comes from the impetus of our book, Rotten Movies We Love, and one of the sections is So Bad We're Good, but some of them are movies before their time, in the case of, I think, our one of our entries, and some of them are just movies that had a very niche but passionate audience. It really is all over, but the idea being that the audience, or maybe the estimation of the film, has shifted from what the score is.
Okay, so one of the ones you've picked for us to revisit is the 2009 film Jennifer's Body. It's a horror comedy starring Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried.
Hey, Jennifer, you look really pretty.
Why don't you just come by my place?
That was random.
This isn't really your house, is it?
We can play mommy and daddy.
No way.
No, I'm killing boys.
Thought you only murdered boys.
I go both ways.
Okay, it's a funny slasher movie. It stars Megan Fox at her apex. And tell us more.
I mean, this is what's so funny, is this was at the time dismissed as this just laughable teen sex horror comedy. And it has grown in the estimation of so many folks in recent years, to the point where I just saw an online fan campaign to get new posters for it. But yeah, it's Megan Fox in the ultimate height of her powers post-Transformers, plays a possessed succubus who is out to eat the boys of the neighborhood, as the quote that you pulled from the iconic trailer tells us. It's such a camp and fun thing. And what's really great is the filmmaker behind it, Kara Kusama, is absolutely the perfect person to helm this, because it subverts classic horror, which she showed she has such an aptitude for the film that most people actually remember for her later, and that's The Invitation. Like, she is such a horror head. That's why Jennifer's Body plays so well as, like, I think a heightened parody of that genre.
Hmm. So is it scary or is it funny? Or
it's a little bit scary in the sense there's definitely jump scares and thrilling and creepy moments, but it's really more of a girl power anthem. It has way more action in it. And I think especially for Megan Fox at that time in her career, what it's really subverting is the final girl trope, just this idea of what the final girl should look like, and really showing that girl turn into the monster, and the girl that probably dies in the first act of most horror films ends up being the hero. It's such a great play on both. And so, yeah, not scary, but definitely something that if you love horror, you're going to appreciate how smart it is.
All right. That's Jennifer's Body. Moving on to another bad yet good horror film is the 2008 thriller The Strangers, starring Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman. Their characters, they're a couple. They're spending time in a secluded summer house when crazy people show up at the door with masks.
What is it, like 4 in the morning?
Hello?
You're gonna die.
Ah, okay. No, that's scary to me. Is this a really scary movie? It sounds like it.
Yeah, it really is. And it plays into something that a lot of people have been terrified about since the 1960s, and that is home invasions. Mm. And just this idea of something coming into your home to terrorize you has become essentially something that no one can walk away from. This one was not like a hit in theaters, but it became like a sleeper hit that folks told their friends about. It never was in like the top three in the box office after opening weekend, but it still managed to be a film that folks have like loved, particularly Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman, because they play the ultimate sort of, oh, you don't want these people to be terrorized. They're too pretty and nice. It's just like the ultimate of that. And it's gotten a couple of sequels since then.
Okay, so The Strangers, a 2008 film you can find online somewhere. Moving on to our last pick. This one is called Tales from the Hood, a 1995 cult classic. We're really reaching back. Executive produced by Spike Lee, and here's a clip.
Where the f*** did your little black ass come from? Huh? You think you and some old voodoo f*** could scare me out of my house? I don't care how many slaves died here. I didn't kill them. You get no reparations. Do you hear me? No reparations!
Ooh, okay, so that's Corbin Burson. For you old timers, that's the blonde guy from L.A. Law. And
definitely.
He is, I guess, playing to type because he looks like some yuppie with his red suspenders. And he's being stalked by a black puppet. So tell us more.
So this is what's great. Tales from the Hood is basically, I would say, the urban take on Tales from the Crypt. It has its sort of crypt keeper showman who's playing these interstitial horror films within the narrative that are stitched together by both horrific things, but more particularly the horrific act of racism that sort of plagues the black community. And so the comedy of this rich yuppie being terrorized around his house by a little black plaything is like this ultimate bit of comedic subversion. There's also several scenes that play out the way they do in sort of action films with, you know, the racist cop or the guy in the midst of a robbery, and then they take this strange, sometimes hilarious, sometimes comedic turn. This was actually a film that was featured quite heavily in the Shudder documentary Horror Noir, because it was literally one of the first films by modern Black filmmakers to also key into horror tropes. And that goes back to some of the most iconic films within horror, like Night of the Living Dead.
Right. And so it's actually making, obviously, when he says no reparations, making a social commentary. Along the lines of maybe like Get Out.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in the Horror Noir documentary, Jordan actually spoke very eloquently about how Tales from the Hood was an inspiration in part for Get Out. The DNA of sketch comedy and horror are very similar. This idea of setup, subversion, payoff, and joke. And another one that is in our book, Rotten Movies We Love, that is also the horror entries, The Leprechaun. Just the comedy of a foreshortened person that is essentially meant to be the giver of gold and trinkets to now be the thing that is terrorizing the neighborhood is kind of comedic to especially American audiences that don't know the real stories of leprechauns, which in Ireland are way not fun.
Yeah. Eesh. No one wants a leprechaun showing up at their house with gold
exactly.
or not.
No, with gold you. Or not, yeah. But these all play in there. And I really do love that the DNA of these black filmmakers is part in there, because there is a certain aspect of the American experience for African Americans that is horrific, and movies like Tales from the Hood and Get Out play that perfectly.
All right, you have given us a lot to watch and maybe a lot to be scared of, but anyway, thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Madeline.
That's Jacqueline Coley, editor at Rotten Tomatoes. And all of these movies we've been talking about, you can either buy, rent, or stream on demand.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
All right, well, if you're doing the Monster Mash, have a great time tonight or whatever you're doing for Halloween. I'm Madeline Brand, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Monster Mash from my laboratory in the castle.